Today, we remember those who have been injured or killed in a road traffic accident. Earlier this week, a ceremony was held in Smock Alley Theatre in Dublin, where families hung cards on a memory tree to honour loved ones. Journalist Megan Scully, who lost her brother 20 years ago, has found comfort by sharing her experience.
There's some really, really dark and difficult moments throughout the last 20 years. There's a huge community of us, unfortunately, but we find comfort in each other, and I think we find comfort in sharing our stories and, you know, keeping the memory of our loved ones alive.
Laura Rice's father, Alan, was also killed in a collision with a car.
Somebody was careless driving. They weren't looking where they were going. They've never had to give a statement. They've never had to tell us their side of the story. They never got a ban from driving.
Sam Wade, Chief Executive of the Road Safety Authority, is urging drivers to be safe.
Today is actually poignant because it brings a constant reminder that it's not just statistics, it's families broken forever. And this is where it also brings a constant reminder of the need and the responsibilities for everyone to play their part in making the road safer.
The RSA is calling on drivers to refrain from driving while under the influence of alcohol, especially during the festive period.